Every Saturday, my brother goes to a class at a place called the Oral Lee Brown Foundation. When I started to volunteer there, I didn't expect to ever hear Ms. Brown's story. Ms. Brown created the foundation, which offers scholarships to children. But she wasn't always a successful woman. Growing up in Mississippi was a struggle for her and her family. She grew up with 12 siblings. Every day as a child, her and her siblings would help her family take care of the farm animals and pick cotton, while her mom handmade clothes for her and her siblings. When I talked to Ms. Brown, she told me about the one moment that inspired her to start her foundation.
I had my office at 9331 East 14th Street, but it was a little store in the corner, Al Hub, and I would go there every morning around 9 or 10, and I would get me a bag of Spanish peanuts and a Pepsi. That's all I wanted. And this particular morning, as I stood on 94th and East 14th Street waiting for the light, a boy said to me, "Lady, would you give me a quarter?" And I looked down. It was a little girl, 7 or 8 years old or thereabout. And I had a $5 bill in my hand. And I said to her, "I'm going to the store. You can go with me." And so the light turned. She and I went into the store. And I said, "Get what you want." And the first thing she picked up was a loaf of Wonder Bread. And I looked at her, and she looked at me. And then it was like, I said, "No, go ahead and get whatever you want." She got bologna, she got cheese and the bread, and it came to $5.86. Well, I had $5. And Al said to me, "Ms. Brown, where's your soda?" Because this is something I had done for the last 4 or 5 years. And I said, "Oh, that's okay, I'll come." And he said, No. So he go behind the counter and he give me the soda anyway. I still didn't get the peanuts, though, but got the soda. And as she and I walked out of the store, I began to talk to her. I said, "Where's your mom?" She said, "At home." In a little soft voice, she said, "At home." And I said, "Do you go to school?" She said, "Sometimes." And then she just like froze. I said, I didn't say another word. The light changed. She went down 94th Avenue and made a right on 8th Street. I went, "I'm back." I said, "Okay." So I guess a couple of days went by and I was at the office. I received a phone call. I'm excited. I go to the class because I know I'm going to see her. Went to the first class. She was not there. Went to the second class. And Ms. Peaks said, "She's not here." And Mrs. Peaks looked at me. She said, "Lady, who are you?" I said, "I'm Ora Brown." I said, "But this little girl." I said, "Well, can I adopt a class?" And she said, "Adopt a class and do what?" And I don't know. I just said, "Send them to college." And that's when they said, "Which class do you want?" So there was Mrs. Finch's class and Mrs. Waters. And I said to Mrs. Peaks, I said, "Give me the class that you don't think will make it. That's the class I want to try to work with and see if we can't find out why our kids are not going to college." They gave me Mrs. Waters' class. And I said to them, I said, "I need one other commitment from you." I said, "Through elementary school, I want my kids to stay together. I want them to build that relationship and that bond that they don't have at home. Most of these kids come from broken homes, no parents, no mother. Grandparents are rearing a lot of these kids." And so they agreed to that. So that little girl inspired me to do it. And maybe I didn't save her, but we have sent 82 others to college. So